This is Eamon McKay, Ambassador of Ireland and Belgium. We joined the European Union in 1973, and I think it's been a huge part of the economic and social development of Europe. Of course, being an island, it was a really good way for us to connect with the rest of Europe. So our European Union membership is really important, and of course, Brussels is the place where that's taken forward. People across the world know about St. Patrick's Day. It started as a way of marking Ireland's Christian heritage, but in these times, it's much more a symbol of Irishness more generally. As a national day, there's no doubt that it is much more broadly recognised by not just Ireland, the Irish, but also the Irish diaspora. We also have a great initiative which we run across the world, really, called the Global Greening, where we turn monuments in various countries green. And that, of course, makes the connection with Ireland. And we're doing that again in Belgium this year on a really big scale. In fact, we will have the Grand Place in Brussels going green. We'll also have the Mannequin Peace wearing an Irish outfit.
My name is Margaret Slattery, and I came to Belgium 40 years ago, and I'm still here. I like living in Belgium. Through St. Anthony's Church in Crynham, which is an English-speaking church, I'm very close to the Irish around this area. Our two parish priests are Irish, and we have a big Irish community there. There's a lot of Irish people working at the commission, but there's also, like myself, people who haven't been involved with the commission, who have worked for multinational companies here in Brussels. There's no problem to cook Irish food in Belgium because everything is available in the supermarket. In fact, we have the most wonderful Irish steaks available in our local supermarket. I see Irish lamb in the supermarket. I do feel we could have more smoked salmon. I'm always looking for the Irish smoked salmon, and I wish I could find it more easily. What I would miss here, I think, if anything at all, would be the live music. It's just wonderful to go home and to go into a pub and have this great live music. You don't have that very much in Belgium. To see the enthusiasm for Irish dancing and the number of Belgians who are teaching it, I think it's absolutely wonderful, and it makes me very proud.